This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Call it an empire or call it something else. The United States has security interests throughout the world. And this week we have a reminder of how those interests are shifting.
The Pentagon divides the entire world into military commands. There's one for Europe, for example, and another for the Middle East. And now the military has created a command to oversee almost all of Africa.
If you wonder why that matters, start with these two words, terrorism and oil. And that's just a start. NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam interviewed two men who will lead that new command.
The idea for an Africa command has been kicking around the halls of the Pentagon for more than a decade. Last summer, then-Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld formed a planning team to examine what it would take to get an Africa command up and running. In early December, Rumsfeld made the recommendation to President Bush. He authorized a new command on the same day Rumsfeld left office. Yesterday, his successor, Robert Gates, announced a decision to Congress.
This command will enable us to have a more effective and integrated approach than the current arrangement of dividing Africa between Central Command and European Command.
And those two commands are overloaded because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the decision to create an Africa command also reflects the rise in U.S. national security interests on the continent. U.S. intelligence agents and terrorism experts have long been concerned about the increasing infiltration of al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations, especially in the northern trans-Saharan region. The U.S. has launched a number of initiatives to counter the threat, including military and intelligence training missions by special forces units. Navy Rear Admiral Robert Mueller, the man who will oversee the new Africa Command, says those types of programs will not change.
We do not anticipate lessening any of the current focus in the north and the Horn of Africa area. What we do envision at this point is that with the establishment of the command, we will now be in a position to look more closely at other areas of the continent as well.
The U.S. has other strategic interests in Africa. The continent will account for 20% to 25% of U.S. energy imports by the next decade. Stephen Morrison, the director of the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the U.S. is also trying to gain a foothold on the continent for other reasons.
Intensifying competition with China, India, and others for influence and for access. Rising commitments with respect to global health in Africa. Obviously, the HIV/AIDS crisis being the most poignant and visible, but also malaria, TB, and other infectious diseases.
Morrison says the new command will shift U.S. involvement in Africa from a reactive to a proactive commitment.
The question that Africans will have is at what price and how serious and sustainable will the U.S. effort be? And there's going to be a need now for intensive consultations and selling of this concept within Africa.
Morrison says the promise this command holds is that it will be about more than just the military. This one will be defined by an interagency mix, combining intelligence, diplomatic, health, and aid experts. Pentagon officials say that the deputy commander's position is being set aside for a State Department official rather than a military figure. Ambassador Robert Loftus, a senior security advisor at the State Department, says there are some political advisors at other military commands, but Loftus says AFRICOM will be different.
What we've been working on here is really to try and find a way where the Department of Defense, the Department of State, USAID, and eventually some of the other players from the federal government can find a way to work together more efficiently. Whether or not this turns into a model for other areas of the world, I don't know yet.
The Pentagon says initially AFRICOM will be based out of Germany until a permanent home on the continent can be found. The new command is due to be in full operation by September 2008. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.